Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, hello, Sydney, and welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Mick and MG in the morning. Hello.
Hello.
MG, you're still with us.
Hello, there you are. Sorry,
thank
mate.
You. Thank you, Kat.
Sorry, mate. Didn't have you. Yeah.
Oh, you bugger.
What's wrong with you? You're still asleep.
Look.
It's not going to be one of those mornings, is it?
Here we go.
No. Come on now.
You're not off to a flyer.
I very rarely make mistakes.
But I am. I'm on flying today. I'm off to Adelaide.
We'll talk about it after the show when you go.
No, I'm leaving at 8:30. I'm getting a 9:45 flight. I've already spoken to Rex.
What do you mean? Sorry, say that again. What are you doing?
So I'm leaving a little bit early today at 8:30 because I've got to get to the airport to catch my flight.
Okay, so let me just get to the bottom of this. So now, hang on, mate. So now you're going to Adelaide without me. That's...
Yes. Well,
so you won't be here for tomorrow's show. You'll be in Adelaide.
I'll be in Adelaide.
But now you're saying what? You're going to bunk out early?
Is that what you call it?
Did you know about this?
No, and I'm a bit annoyed because you're leaving us here. You're leaving me here with him alone.
Tash will be here.
Okay.
Tash,
what's your problem? What is? You think you know someone, and you find this out like on the day. Like, how long have you had to tell me this? I knew you were going without me, but now you're going the day before.
Stop it.
What's wrong with you?
You are.
What time are you? You're going to leave me.
Where? I've got an Uber big book. I can't even talk. I'm getting too emotional. I've got an Uber book for 8:30.
Is there something I did? Did I offend you or did I upset you
actually,
at some,
you know
some
what?
Point in time?
Quite the opposite. I'm actually very fond of you.
Then why are you leaving?
Because it's the only flight I could get with my family. And it's my daughter's birthday today. Tomorrow. She's 16 tomorrow. My little baby girl, Rafferty.
Well, what are we doing?
It was Montana's birthday yesterday. We went out to Maldini's last. Well, Tasha's birthday. So I didn't want to, impose my daughter's,
Well, happy birthday to
Montana.
Montana. Happy birthday, Montana. How old?
27.
Good on her. And what did you do?
I went to a little restaurant down by the river called Maldini's.
Is this one of your favourites, one of your locals?
Yeah.
Has she been going there since she was like a kid?
Yeah, they stock Lily Pilly, so it's all good.
So you've even crowbarred your own daughter's birthday into a bit of a PR function for Lily Pilly. How's the Lily Pilly going?
It's going good, thanks for asking.
I don't even think I've been given a bottle of the...
Yes, you've got one. And actually, yes, you were in Sydney for a couple of days now. I've got one here for you in the desk. You'll be able to take it back to your hotel room at Double Bay.
And what, sit there on my own and drink it like a sad man? His best mate's gone to the state of origin without him.
What's wrong with that?
Do you know what? You're going to have a sad time over there. It might dawn on you. It'll be 20 minutes into the first half and all of a sudden you'll burst into tears and go, what's the point? Mickey's not here. Why bother? Trust me. Tell me this. I want to ask you this seriously for our debutantes. Is Adelaide the dream? Is it every kid's dream to grow up and their state of origin debut in Adelaide to a non-full stand?
Yeah, well, that's a bit of a worry. It hasn't sold it out yet as we speak.
It's a bit disappointing.
Yeah.
It's a bit disappointing. It won't affect anything. It'll still be a cracking encounter, as it always is, between these two states. But... If you'd played the game all your life and this was your big opportunity, how would you feel if your first game was in Adelaide?
I don't think I would have cared.
You wouldn't have cared?
No, that blue jersey was what I pined for so long, and after watching it.
Which colour blue? Navy blue?
Sky blue.
There's a few issues swirling around this one, isn't there? We might take some calls. 133353, what do you think is going on? What do you think about the jumper? What do you think about Adelaide? What do you think about...
Who's going to win?
Tell me about your first... Your first
okay, game. So my first game, I was 19. I played in a dead rubber. They call it dead rubber because Queensland were two up.
Yeah,
so they picked the young team.
Series decider.
I went up to the Lang Park, and the manager said, okay, guys, be down the foyer about half an hour beforehand because we're going to drive past Caxton Hotel. And I said, what's this Caxton Hotel? Like, we heard about it and you see.
We're stopping for one?
Yeah, well, we almost did because you jump in the bus and about 5 Ks out, you hear a bit of like, bzzz, bit of a noise. And as you get like a K and a half from Caxton, you start to hear the chants, Queensland, 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 Queensland. And as you come up the hill and over the road and you see a sea of maroon, and then they see the New South Wales bus,
yeah.
It starts.
Who would be a warm welcome?
At the Cairns.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Caxton. Welcome to the Caxton.
It goes, all these Cairns hit in the window. Like, they go, you bastards, yeah, bastards. It was an amazing adrenaline rush.
What's the vibe? You're not afraid at all, but you go.
No, you've got 16 pretty solid blokes on the bus.
Might have been able to handle yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But the Queenslanders are intimidating when it gets to that. And they don't do it anymore, Mickey.
So it's not a good spot to get out and stretch your legs. if you're on the way to the ground.
No.
Hey, there's so much excitement. I was aware of the Caxton Drive. They don't do it anymore.
No, because if we're so politically correct these days.
Come on, guys.
I know.
Do you know what to do? Just someone grab the bus and drive it to Caxton. Drive it to the front of the pub.
Oh, because it's the last thing you do before you drive into the ground. So it's a great thing.
The boys go in slight favourites, I would have thought.
Yeah, they've trimmed a bit after Latrell Mitchell was ruled out yesterday, Mickey. But they will start favourites, New South Wales.
He's out with a calf.
Yep.
And who's out now with a toothache?
No one's out with a toothache.
Who's out with a toothache?
Nathan Cleary. You're
a good Penrith Cleary, boy.
He had an infected wisdom tooth.
He's got a sore tooth?
Yes.
Well, that's how it's being portrayed, at least north of the border,
of course,
where legend Wally Lewis has weighed in, and I think he may be pulling the piss a bit.
Yep.
Oh, well, I suppose it won't be long before we heard of somebody out with a sore toe or an infected fingernail or something that's toothache. We'll be bringing out the BS flag for that.
Oh, what the hell? That is shots fired.
Them fighting words, Wally.
Shots fired on the eve of the State of Origin.
Yes.
King Wally Lewis coming out, swinging,
Wally, taking
a crack at your boy. Would you like to respond?
Yes, I would love to respond. Yes, I think he should worry about leaving their most experienced centre, Dane Gagai, out of their team.
You've been dirty on this for a while.
Ceremoniously dumped for no reason. I can't believe the Queenslanders would do that to them.
The gloves are off.
Yeah, and as for you, Wally, should have put one on your chin 30 years ago, brother.
Oh, I love it. Let's go to the calls. Pete's on the line. Pete, what do you want to add to this?
Hey, boys, you legends.
Hello, Petey Weedy.
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, listen, if they make us change the colour of the jersey, we're going to look like the Waratahs, and we don't want to be doing that.
You know what? It's all commercial. I mean,
Who wants to wear the Navy?
The New South Wales Rugby League, because it's a really good seller. We've done it, I think, in 2019 in Perth, and it proved to be the best-selling jersey for the last 15 years. So now they've brought it back, and they're going to keep it back for Adelaide.
When have you used it before?
The last time was in
Melbourne.
In Perth.
So I can't recall it.
Yeah.
And I reckon I've watched just about every State of Origin, but I can't recall it. So this will be weird to my eye.
We won 36-8 in that game, so hopefully we repeat the dose.
I mean, I had to put through my one of watching Richmond win their very first premiership in 36 years in a yellow jersey with a black stripe. And
wow.
I have to say, it took me a while to... I mean, I didn't care.
That's a good point, but you mate.
Initially, I mean... Tradition means something, and the sky blue
is what we are.
Is intimidation.
I think so. I think it is. I think if you think of New South Wales, you think of the sky blue. I don't want to get into an argument match about what colour we're using.
Mate, you'd play with puffy sleeves.
I play with
and the jersey tied up in a knot at the bottom, like the boy from
where
Oz.
Where my baby?
You come through the race with a couple of maracas and still look intimidating, I reckon. Hey, Scott's on the line. Scott, what do you want to make of all this?
Yeah, I'm just confused why we're not going back to the tradition of the team that wins the year before gets the two home games. Like, you know, it's between Queensland and New South Wales. You know, there should be some benefit of being the team that, you know, currently hold the trophy.
Yeah, you know, what do you say to that?
You know what, Scotty, I'm all about spreading the word of Origin and sharing the love, but there've got to be a couple of prerequisites, and that number one prerequisite's got to be a definite sellout. So Adelaide, now that they haven't sold this out, next time we go back there with our best product in rugby league, we'll say to them, sorry, in 2023 you couldn't sell out a game. You just went to the bottom of the list because we're going to go to Perth and Melbourne and maybe New Zealand before we go back to you.
Yep, no, well said. I do feel watching a State of Origin in a not full stadium will be unusual on the eye.
It will be, Mick.
Here comes the New South Wales Blues. The New South Wales Blues. Wonderful New South Wales try.
It's all happening on the eve of the historic State of Origin clash in Adelaide, not sold out, which is, upset a few who would kill to go to this game. Paul's on the line. Paul, you're not making the trip to Adelaide yourself?
No, mate. Well, I've been to Adelaide and it's not bad. mate, Adelaide have got everyone going. They just can't get enough people.
Everyone in the state's going.
But it's not going, mate. They just can't do it. They need to fly a few people in. I don't know. Yeah. But I think if you did that, you'd double your bloody population of Melbourne.
All right, well said. Well, they are flying in, MG being one of them. There'll be a few. The circus is coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about Adelaide Oval is it's a bloody good place to watch sport.
It is now.
It is. It's a game changer for that state. It's really good. It's starting to get niggly already. King Wally Lewis, shots fired, has already hurled the first hand grenade into the room, talking about your boy, Cleary,
Nathan Cleary,
and his toothache. Is that a fair description of what's going on?
It's an infected wisdom tooth. And for those that have teeth issues, I feel he's fine.
Here's Wally waiting in.
Well, I suppose it won't be long before we heard of somebody out with a sore toe or an infected fingernail or something. That's toothache. We'll be bringing out the BS flag for that.
The BS flag.
He's literally laughing at the state of New South Wales.
Yeah, he won't be laughing at it. At 10 p.m. tomorrow night when we flog your Maroons, the King.
Is he over there?
I hope he is.
So you run into him?
I hope so.
He'll have a bit of a toothache.
Yeah, he'll have more than a toothache.
Shots fired!
Take your headgear, Wal. And your mouth guard.
Oh, wow. I love this. So good. Next, we're going to come back. Wal. We're going to talk about a bull that charged a crowd at an outback rodeo in WA.
I'll be there. Hey, can we go to Kununurra, please?
Yes.
Now, do you know where Kununurra is?
WA.
It's in the Kimberley.
Uh-huh.
I've been there many times. I've done the drive from Broome to Kununurra.
Wow.
And I love it. It's good up there. Kununurra, pretty tough town. They've had a rodeo. It's the Kununurra Rodeo in West Australia's East Kimberley on Saturday night. And they had like a whole bunch of people lined up to do some line dancing. And a bull got loose. And to my great joy, attacked the line dancers. Now, the footage is very funny. The audio, just imagine at the start of this clip, there's about 40 people all engaged in a line dancing competition. And then you'll hear the screams as the ball enters. Can we play it, please?
Yes.
Gate
open.
As everyone runs for their lives, as a bull attacks a bunch of unsuspecting line dancers, that's as good as it gets.
That's as good as it gets.
What's wrong with you, Billing?
No one was injured, were they?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple did their ankles and stuff.
Yeah, a couple of kids.
A couple of horns in the arse.
What is wrong with you people?
She's a line dancer from way back.
It's very triggering for me because I am a professional line dancer.
Oh, professional line dancer.
You are.
So you know Tamworth Country Music Festival?
No.
Yeah, well, it's the biggest of the best.
Of course. So with myself and a couple of friends and relatives, distant relatives.
Just a girls' trip.
Yes. Went along to Tamworth.
You got a lot of girls' trips, you did.
And we dressed up in country music. I had pigtails and did the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
And we said, let's go in. They actually have a competition, a world record, Guinness Book of Records, for the world's longest line dance. So I did.
Release the bull.
Where's the bull?
And then it got turned really nasty when I was kind of taking the mickey out of it. And then there was a group, which will remain unnamed, started giving me grief for not taking it seriously.
Wow. Who were they?
Cessnock. Cessnock line dancers.
Don't knock the knock, Cessnock, man.
Do you know, one day this is true, the prison wardens at Cessnock won every single race at the Cessnock races.
Yes.
Oh. Where do you think they were getting their tips from? I reckon there's a few slings going on back at the jail after that. So anyway, but it brings me to Kununurra. Now, I've been there a couple of times, and the Kununurra Hotel is one of the roughest hotels I've ever been to in my life. It's so much fun to be in. So a lot of the guys up there are strappers who work, ringers, who work at stations. These are the toughest men you'll ever meet in the world. Yep. And I used to go to the pub and watch them. Two of them would sit on a bar stool. One of them would take their belt off. They'd put the belt around their necks and then try and pull each other off a bar stool. This is while they're having a beer.
My God.
This is while they're relaxing.
Reg. Oh,
like their Jenga. So,
let's do this in the ad break.
So I remember... I didn't bring my belt. But this is one of my favourite stories involving the Kununurra Hotel. It was Tony Lockett and...
Plugger,
And Paul... Who is he, captain? Paul Kelly. Best mates. Often go on fishing trips. This is really good fishing out there. Walked into the Kununurra Hotel, and the story goes it broke loose. Oh. A massive fight broke out between locals, Kelly and Lockett. And as you can imagine, that'd go down to the wire. Those two are pretty handy.
Wow.
And the boys up there are pretty handy. So I was imagining being there and what it would be. But at the end of the story, and it's my favourite line, they go, Paul and Tony were up there celebrating on Paul's honeymoon. So it was a fishing trip. He had just got married, and yet him and Plugger are down the pub getting in a box on. That makes me laugh. Great honeymoon. We're going to talk running of the Bulls, if we could, in just a moment. It's all in honour of the bull that attacked the unsuspecting line dancers in Kununurra. There should be a march for this bull.
Don't break my heart.
Here's the audio, in case you missed it. Gate opens, line dancers, and cue screaming.
Well, get out!
Last drinks, everybody. Last drink.
Did you see one recently? There was a bloody bull in the English Super League in France. It was one of the mascots parading around, and it got onto the field pre-game. And all the players are warming up, and they're running towards the sheds. And
well, the stupidest pitch invader I've ever seen was at the bullfights in Spain. Now you go, okay, run onto a soccer, run a cricket pitch, have a streak, go. But when you jump the fence at a bullfight, you're a bit of a dick.
Cuckoo.
So he had no top on and just jeans, and he's probably Australian. Who knows? He's jumped the fence. He's running around. The bull goes, is looking at him, going, well, what do you want me to do? So I swear this is true, but we've got to get the footage. The bull goes in, gores him, rips his pants off, throws him into the air. The guy lands in the dirt naked, and standing over him is a bull with a pair of underpants hanging off one horn. You've been daxed by
El Toro.
Now, you guys have run with the bulls.
Yes.
You were telling me. Oh, so, Kat, what did you do?
Yeah, when I was tour guiding, we'd put buses in there. So we'd drop off 50 people each time during Pamplona. And so I went 1 year and never went again.
No, you did. Once is enough.
Once was enough.
How did you go?
I chickened out. You run, and then I just heard the hoofs, and I ducked over the fence. I was like, I'm...
The cobblestone?
Nah. Mm. And then, but there's this statue in the middle of the square. And there's this big tradition where everyone climbs up this statue and then everyone catches them. They sort of do a stage dive off the statue. And traditionally, they don't do this anymore. The women would flash and then jump off and the men would catch them.
It's a quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Show us your tits and we'll catch you.
Well, they stopped it.
How's that works?
They stopped it because occasionally a woman would get up there and go, no, I don't want to do that. She wanted to climb the statue.
And she'd fall on a bull's horn.
So what happened? She didn't...
Well, they stopped it because, someone went, no, I'm not flashing, and then clung to the statue in fear that no one would catch her. Oh, wow. So,
what about you?
Yeah, I went the year of the Olympics, 92.
We were a couple.
I don't remember much of it. All I remember was I thought there was, when I used to watch it, I used to think there was a lot more bulls, but there's only like six bulls. Then they've got six like steer as well. And it always thought, this must be about 5K runs, about 800 metres it goes for, and you hear them. Oh, it's the fastest I've ever run and quickest I've ever sobered up.
Clip-cloppy, is it?
And quickest I've ever sobered up. Like,
it's cobblestones.
Woo! Yeah, it's cobblestones.
Yeah.
So I went to a rodeo with my friend who was the vet, and he was the on-course vet. And let me tell you this, they don't take a bag of medicine. It's a shotgun.
Really?
It's all you need when you're the on-course vet at a rodeo. But we had the seats, so we were allowed to sit on the chutes. So I would be sitting on the chute. The bull would be right beside me. Like, my knee could almost touch the side of the bull. And you would watch these guys, and they would strap themselves in, and then they get their hand under the rope.
I've had a go of it.
They tap it around. And at the very last minute, you can see the look on their face. They go,
What am I doing?
I'm a dickhead. I'm sitting on top of a bull. Bang, it's opened. And you've never seen blokes. Oh, it's too late. And it dawns on them.
Scariest thing I've ever done in my life is that. People ask, what's the scariest? That was it.
Can I ask, what were you doing?
Oh, it was a promo for radio. They're in town. I put my Stetsons on with my Spurs, and I went down to Homebush.
Jesus.
I got on this bull, and I couldn't believe how tight they put my hand under the bull.
Oh, my God.
And I went, what am I doing? My legs couldn't get over the back of the bull.
Is there footage of this?
Yeah, footage of it.
We're going to need to get that.
I read a Shetland called Elvis.
So the first time I jumped off. I said no.
You jumped off. Then
I
went, what was the book called? Chainsaw
or something.
Chainsaw, torpedo, thunderbolt,
jackhammer,
chainsaw. You know what's
going on.
This job's going to kill someone one day.
Oh,
it
man.
Really
I'll tell you what job will kill someone. Hosting Sunrise. We'll give you the market. Chris Brown not far away, and he's right. He's put his hand up and said, get out of my way, Shervo. You'll be trampled to death in the race for me to take Koshy's chair on as the host of Sunrise. This is game on, Moles, as far as I'm concerned. It's heating up. Sportsbet had a market. Yep. I'd like to get onto it, but they've taken it down overnight, which makes me think, well,
somebody's leaked.
What the hell is going on?
Yes.
The top three they had was Matt Shervington, Chris Brown, and Matt Doran. I was at $41.
Oh,
well, you were in there.
You might have.
Excuse me.
How much did you have?
Take that surprised.
At what stage have you ever woken up before 5 o'clock in the morning? Imagine you getting your makeup done at 3 at the Sunrise Studio. You would be the grumpiest, unbearable man in the world.
That's Baker's. You don't want to do Baker's hours.
I'd go straight through.
Yeah.
Straight through. Morning, all.
Like a truckie.
Me and the cash cow would arrive at a cab at about 10 to 5. He'd look a bit wishful.
So, Mick, how's it going?
How are they going to find the new... This is it. The quest is on. There should be a new reality show called Sunrise Wants a Host.
Like they did with NXS.
Like Farmer Wants a Wife.
JD Fortune.
Sunrise Wants a Host. Do you know who the real losers are here?
Who?
Koshy's family, who are going to see a lot more of him.
And Port Adelaide.
The Port Adelaide coach, Ken Inkley's in a lot of trouble. You know, and I wouldn't normally suggest this, but it does happen a lot on these morning TV shows. But I heard he's had an affair with a cash cow.
It's a rumor that won't go away.
You got to get ahead of it, too.
Cupped all six nipples. I don't even know what
I was saying. What are you saying? You have to use his toes. They showed you a picture of Koshy. He's been over 21 years. They showed a picture of him yesterday. He looks no different to when he started, like at 47. He hasn't aged a bit.
Oh, the hair's gone.
Oh, the hair's gone.
It's a very clean shave now.
It was gone at 27.
21 years. He's done a very good job. He's led them to victory for 21 years. Big shoes to fill. Shervo, Chris Brown, I would have thought. I've got some pull over there. They don't do anything at 7 without talking
there
to me first.
There you go.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll get a call.
Is your text messages going off at all?
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I don't listen to my phone. Would you do it?
No.
Oh, you wouldn't consider
I've got a great head for radio.
What were you doing?
I was getting some water and had a couple of, I was talking to the sales teams.
Packing your bags already?
Oh.
In case you're unaware, MG is leaving me to go to Adelaide for the State of Origin without me. And I thought it would be tough not doing the show tomorrow, but I've just been informed that you're leaving when?
8:30 today.
So you're not even going to see the show?
Well,
I thought you got it then. You've only just... What's wrong with you, mate? Have I done something?
My flight's at 9:45.
Have I done something?
You've done nothing to me.
Then why would you leave me? To go to your...
You had every opportunity. Look, you're putting me in a predict. A prickle.
What's a prickle?
A pickle. I mean.
What's funny you got that jam jar? What is that? Is that straight vodka, is it? Well, usually it's Mick and MG in the morning, but it's only going to be Mick for the last half hour because MG's decided he's got things he would rather do.
I didn't decide.
Like travel down, leave it.
The airline decided for me. The only flight I could get.
But you're leaving early. And, yeah.
Well, I could only get the 9:45 flight.
It's hurtful.
And I've got maybe a couple of gigs over there. But
Well, I'm 10%. Okay. Right, 10%. Okay,
if no more sad songs, 15%.
No more sad songs. Oh. I don't know if I
15%.
Can promise you
20%.
That, promise you that. All right. Okay. Well, we'll see how we go. Hey, straighten up. Your replacement's just arrived and could be on a permanent basis if I know the way he likes to get in there and white hand those who are already nominated for the job. It's Dr. Chris Brown.
Hey, good morning.
Brownie.
All right, let's put this to bed once and for all.
Yep.
Are you the new host of Sunrise replacing David Koch? Go.
The cash cow has been looking very nervous the last few days. That's been noted. Sales of one-armed gloves are
are up and about.
You're going through the roof. Look, I it's probably fair to say I was as surprised as anyone yesterday morning. to be fair, apparently I'm one of the front runners.
Yeah,
you
are does make sense. Does make
you
sense.
And Shervo, yep. Of course, and you're similar in so many ways.
Yes,
got to be front running with. to be standing next to him when you're running, that's for sure.
When you're running, you wouldn't want to be in a baton relay change with Shervo.
What the hell?
Sorry, Jesus,
you wouldn't drop it though, Mickey. That's for sure. You wouldn't chance of dropping that baton.
So. I'm going to put this to you, and I know you've come in here and said, please, let's not talk about this, but I don't care. Now, your timing is very curious. You've just been poached from 10 to the 7 network. You've come over on a big dollar deal.
Oh, massive.
People aren't aware of it. I know the actual figures.
Yeah. And, it's got at least four figures in it.
You're going to have to do something to justify that kind of money. And I believe that you are hands down. They're all talking Shervo, but you're experienced TV player. Yeah. Everyone loves you. Yeah. You've come over on a big contract. Yeah. I put all the pieces together.
Yep.
And then, wandering around the corridors, I came across this bit of audio.
Channel 7.
Right across Australia, this is Sunrise on 7 with Dr. Chris Brown and a calendar full of appointments with the HR manager and a fistful of envelopes containing letters offering to bring a support person.
Do you understand what I'm saying? When I walk past the studio and hear that, and they're practicing.
Yes.
That says to me they've got their man.
You're the guy on the inside of 7.
He is.
You know all the deals.
Nothing happens at 7.
He still hasn't answered.
Been cleared by you.
Oh, wait. I'm the one who took Koshy out and whacked him. I said, Koshy, get in the car.
For you.
I said, Koshy, we're going for a drive.
Hasn't been the same since.
Sit in the back.
I did know I was in trouble, and I walked in, and there is a Channel 7 media release sitting in front of me with a detailed statement.
Yes.
So, look, Koshy's had a very successful career.
Yes.
And I think the focus should be on Koshy right now.
So,
and everything's achieved.
You're saying there's a chance?
But 21 years of that level of joke, you've got to be recognised. Yeah. And look, he's been an icon and still is. And I think it's time
like
to
a
focus
press,
on
press release. He's got the job.
He's got the job.
Can I tell you? You said when you're in it with a TV station. I walked into Channel 9 once. And my picture was no longer in the foyer.
Ghosted anyone?
Oh, yeah, you might want to go and see the boss. Hey, all right, well, that's enough, but we'll watch this space.
Yeah.
And I think you'd be bloody good at it if you did get the nod and you did white ant. Yeah. Sure, mate. The way I'm hearing it.
Before we go to the break, what's going on with your eyes again today?
You're always on about
eyes. Well, because I used to be like that. But then I
like that.
Then I discovered Clear Eyes.
Yeah.
And I put it in after I swam.
You've been on the bomb. Well, what do you mean doing?
I do come in here, and you do. You guys do laugh about just how red of eye I am.
You look like you are wasted.
Oh, look, yeah. I have a swim before I come in, just as a way.
Yeah, put some goggles on.
Just to get to MG's level.
Put goggles on.
And no, but this morning, actually, it's funny you mentioned, this morning I had a little bit of a mishap. It's quite dark, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to shut these guys up once and for all and put some eye drops in. And went to the fridge where I keep the eye drops and keep a lot of other things. And instead of putting my eye drops, I put dog ear drops. The oiliest dog ear drops straight into my eyes. And I've spent the last hour trying to scrape the oil out of my eyes. So that's why they're a little red this morning.
Can I say, don't do that on TV when you get the breakfast gig. There's a big story going around, Chris, about killer whales who are now attacking boats. And they're saying... it's revenge orientated. It's the old Moby Dicks. Can you explain the background to us?
So killer whales, orcas, they're one of the most intelligent animals on Earth. They have one of the biggest brains. I think they're second to the sperm whale in terms of the size of their brain. They work together as a team, but they never forget. Yeah. And so the thinking is that the matriarch, the female of the pod, has had a bad encounter with a boat. So it's either been hit by a boat,
a rudder,
or she's been caught on a fishing line. Yeah. And so they communicate with each other. And so she's told them, the rest of the pod, that boats aren't to be trusted. And she's now, you know, almost diehard style, trying to exact her revenge.
She's got a biking gang to go.
She has a list. And she's going through a number of boats. They reckon there've been over 200 attacks.
Right?
About four have been sunk.
That is awesome.
Killer whales are not to be messed with. They're smart as. I'd like to see them back at SeaWorld, personally. That was always a great look. A giant beast of the ocean in a swimming pool.
I mean, no
getting
bigger
sardines out of someone's hand. You could see the look on that killer whale's face. I'm going to get you. Yeah, one day, whenever I feel like it. So this would be a great Jaws style film, would it not? Because it would ring even more true than a shark being vengeful. Yeah. But killer whales ramming boats, and this would be.
I mean, that's how they hunt, though. So when if they're hunting, say, a seal. Or a dolphin, they just attack it from each side and ram it and lift it up into the air, and so they're quite forceful. But these are off the coast of Spain and working together. So all the boats through that area have to be incredibly careful. And really adds some spice to the city to Hobart if we can get them over here. Just
new movie coming to Channel 7.
Release the killer whales.
The ratings have been declining for the city to Hobart. This is a good way to really
hopefully
spice it up.
Get it done before they hit the head. Yeah. So, something for us. Well, that's fantastic. Now, what about this? There's a list of animals. The five dogs breeds they reckon we should have. Did we have that list somewhere?
Oh, we shouldn't have, is it?
Yeah, it's the five worst dog breeds to get, according to a vet in Sydney.
I've done my homework here.
Well, they're saying that the German Shepherd is number one.
Yeah,
you've got the stats. But why German Shepherd?
Well, this is TikTok. You got to hook them in early on TikTok in the first couple of seconds. But they're saying that they're bred to be suspicious and anxious.
And attack.
Mm, but ultimately, it's not really the breed.
It's the owner.
How a dog behaves.
It's the owners. It's product of their makers.
Yeah.
Can we hear from the vet?
Oh, well, I'm just... Well, he's not the vet anymore. He's Channel 7 host at Sunrise. I'm going to take over. So my dog, I took him to the vet the other day to see if he had anxiety because he was walking around the house with his tail between his legs and he's always, you know, found out he had a bad ear infection that obviously was really in a lot of pain over. Mm. So my little Moodles, you know, it's funny when I walk down the road with my two Moodles, everyone just laughs. They go, big man, little dog, eh? Come and say it.
But the what you're saying about the anxiety and being diagnosed with anxiety, that's actually quite. I reckon in our vet clinic now we have as many anti-anxiety drugs as we have antibiotics. Prozac is a really common
Prozac
one.
Prozac for a dog.
Yeah. So we often write scripts for Prozac,
like a little doggy treat. Here's your Prozac.
Is it the same as a human Prozac?
Yeah, exactly the same.
Oh, just wow.
Slightly less, MG, if you're asking for a friend.
No,
but when you can now go to your local pharmacy with a script from your vet and get a script for your dog's Prozac and also your dog's Viagra, because we also now use that.
And a chewy treat.
Did you bring your book today?
Hey, can I ask you about this? Harvard psychologist reveals that dogs dream about their humans. What do you know about dog dreams?
So,
because you can see him dreaming sometimes. Yeah. And you go, oh, what's he thinking? He's chasing something. He's doing, he's whimpering away.
So what they've found is that ultimately when dogs go to sleep, they go through the same brainwave patterns that humans do.
Right.
And so they go through the different brainwaves and then eventually end up in that REM sleep.
Mm.
And that's when you dream. So you notice yourself as you're drifting off to sleep, you might jolt
or you
twitch.
Yeah.
So dogs are no different. And so their conclusion now is that when dogs go to sleep, they're dreaming about the things that are important to them in the same way we do.
Catching a frisbee.
Just with that sort of slightly odd twist.
Ordering a pizza.
Popping some lipstick.
Yeah.
Taking out a rib.
So the brain.
Riding in the back of a ute. Would that be your one?
That's very good core strength from dogs when they do that in the back of a trailer.
Try having a cushion.
With the Viagra for extra punch. But what they've found is that, we actually paralyze ourselves when we sleep, so we don't act out all of our dreams. Otherwise, that'd be a little embarrassing.
Me paralyzes himself all the time when he sleeps.
Before I sleep.
Eight Negronis.
And so, but for dogs, for dogs, it's not quite as effective.
Yeah.
So that's why you see them acting out their dreams. And you can, so if you watch a dog sleeping, if you kind of just imagine them upright, you can tell what they're actually dreaming of.
That's true.
So when you, the little feet go, they're in the park chasing a ball or chasing a rabbit. If you hear the little sort of like muffled woof, they're barking when you get home. Like it's just, it's a very.
Then you see the when he bites the mailman.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. That's what rings his bell, trips his trigger, floats his boat. That's what'll happen.
If MGs is sort of like just lying on their side, they're in the pram, just walking down the street in Penrith with MG.
But I can tell what MG's dreaming about because he does the same thing with his little shaky body.
Well, T Rex arms.
Well, that's the type of fascinating conversation you can hear on Sunrise with their new host, Chris Brown.
Wow.
When do you start, mate? When do you start?
Well, apparently.
2 weeks?
What, 2 weeks?
2 weeks?
2 weeks?
Friday week, yeah.
So this will obviously be the last time I see you guys for a number of reasons.
Well, the first episode, he puts down the cash cow. It's going to be great.
Or he milks it.
That's after us. Mate, thank you for coming in. We love having
yes,
you on.
Brownie.
We've got anytime, more guys. Animal questions we didn't get to. We were slightly distracted, but we'll do it. Now look at your eyes. Can you go? We're going to post and put online. The bottle you.
He's got both.
I've got both.
We've done it. Yeah. We'll show everyone what you're up to. Thanks for coming in.
See you, Brownie.
Thanks, guys.
On this, is it today? Is it the first day of winter?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Thursday. Oh, well, you'll be away still?
Yes.
Will you?
Are
you coming back at all? Hey, don't worry. I've got ream to keep me warm. I've got ream. Thank you for the hottest hot water ever seen. If you like it steady, hot and strong, Ream, you can't go wrong. You know the jingle.
Yeah.
It's part of Australian folklore. That could be our national anthem. Rise for the national anthem.
For the hottest of the hot water
you've ever seen.
Ream comes on steady, hot and strong.
We all hit his head to go on.
And we salute. Man, I salute every morning the hot water of Ream.
Well,
it gets me started. It starts my motor. It prepares me for my day. I'm useless without them. They are part of the furniture at my house. Thanks to Ream, you've got a big bastard hot water system.
Yeah, I've got a big
installed
daddy.
For you
yep.
at home with your big family.
Yep.
You're coming into winter. Don't be a fool to yourself and a burden to others. Go out, get the Ream, go mad. Yeah, I sit there in it like a steamy
hot as
mess.
Possible. Yep.
As I start the day, it just gets me going. Racing. Thank you, Ream.
Yes.
Coming up in the next half hour will be me.
Mm-hmm.
Will be me on
your
my
solo.
Own.
Solo.
Because
you're working hard
it.
To be the solo man.
No, I'm not. I don't want to be the solo man.
Today,
see the poster? What does it say?
Mick and MG in the morning.
All right. And what is it? It's morning.
That's morning.
So why is it just going to be Mick for the next... Half hour.
Well, I'm off to Adelaide for State of Origin.
Why?
Because I want to. And I've...
I want you to reconsider. Please.
Okay.
Well, what if I give you a little cuddle?
You give me them all the time in the ad breaks.
So you're actually going? Are you genuinely going?
If you wrestle with me right now,
Listen to me. Are you actually going?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm actually leaving right now.
Well, then.
Aha! Oh, stop it! You're making me cry.
I'm really... can't believe you're doing this. It's been a good time, and
see you, buddy.
I feel we've got to know each other in a certain way. Even in Adelaide, we'll still be together. We have a bond. We have a bond. Come here. Come
here. Oh, my Lord. This a big embrace, just so you know.
Think of me. Can I call you? Call me when you land. Call me when you land, or I'll be worrying. Just be kind. Don't run into Wally Lewis over there. Look after yourself. Will you call me?
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye, baby.
MG has already abandoned ship like a rat. A sinking ship has headed out. He's read the tea leaves. He said, wait a check, please. And he's off with his mates on another junket while I sit here and keep the home fires burning. Oh, look, he's turned up, Natasha Belling. Now, seriously, can you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Can you just leave Dr. Chris Brown alone? Did you see her?
Yeah.
You've chased him out of the building. You did it last time.
That is
and you've
not
done
true.
It again.
That's not true,
We saw you go, Sir Michael, don't start your antics. We saw you run straight past the windows here like a little yappy dog. You know, as he's running out and you were trying to get his attention, what were you talking about?
Okay, to be honest, I'm a journalist and I've got a highly anxious dog, Ruby, and so I was trying to find out what to give her.
All right. Did he give you any... I mean, he can't even medicate himself. went to put eye drops in and put in his dog's ear...
Wax eye
ear
drops.
Cleaner.
Yeah.
What are you asking him advice for? Did he say anything about...
Sunrise. Apparently, you're the top pick.
Well, I'm up there. There's me, the poo jogger.
Cash cow.
Roxy Jacinco.
Oh, jeez.
Would she be any good? What about your balcony vomiter?
Oh, they'd be great.
Hey, while you're here, we have an issue.
How long's the show, Mick?
Not you and me. No, it's with Kat.
Oh.
So I think we might be able to give her some advice. What's your quandary?
Okay, so I'm going away on the weekend, and I'm going away with three couples. So we've got a four-bedroom Airbnb that we're all sharing, and so the guy in charge of organising it has charged per room. So, and I've paid it because I'm not going to be that person and go, well, hang on, wouldn't you just split it between how many people?
Seven
going?
People.
Yes, seven people.
Ways.
Yes.
So he's going, no, we're splitting it per room because you get your own room, so you're paying for that room. So I've paid it because I'm like, okay, I'm not going to make a fuss here. What would you do? Do you split person or do you split per room?
So dinner, you get it because you're just paying for dinner. You pay it seven ways.
Yep.
Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Old school. So, but what is the breakdown of facilities? Like, they're all using the same kitchen. They're all using the same electricity. They're all saying, you're one of seven, yet you're one of four bedrooms.
Yeah, so I'm paying double to watch the TV.
I think that's ridiculous. They need to split it seven ways.
Yeah, but hang on a second.
For the accommodation, are you the only single person going?
Yes.
100% it's seven ways.
Yeah.
But what about this?
Mm-hmm.
What if she has sex with a local? What if she brings someone home?
Oh, that's different. You've got to ask him to pay.
Oh. I think that'll be the case anyway. Now, listen. It's your room. So if you're paying for the room.
I can do whatever
you can do
I want
whatever
with
you want.
I can bring who? I could bring three people back if I wanted. I won't because I'm not that type of girl. I'm a lady.
What's going on
I'm
here?
A lady. But.
Are these swingers you're going away with?
No, they're good friends.
Cheese in the bowl.
Yeah, no, it's a genuine question though, because I'm obviously not going to argue because I'm like, okay, I've got the room. And their argument is, well, we have to share rooms with our partners.
No.
You get the whole room to yourself.
No, seven ways, 100%. Mm.
What if one of them has a fight and one of their partners ends up sleeping on the couch?
Or in my bed.
Oh, I told you they were swingers.
It's all happening. Well, 133353, have you got a ruling on this?
Yeah,
is there something you can... help our cat out with? What's the right way to move forward? Should you put bunks in? I don't know. I don't know. Give us a call.
133353. And our favourite caller, Mick Bucks, on offer as 100
well. 100 Mick Bucks.
Yeah.
Whoa, maybe. Kat has a quandary. She's involved in some kind of sex cult. They're going away to headquarters on a weekend. What are you doing?
We're going for a wine weekend down near Canberra.
Okay, and it's you and three couples?
Yes, three couples.
Four bedrooms.
Four bedroom Airbnb. Airbnb.
And they're asking you to pay full freight.
For the room.
For the room.
So we've split it per room. There's four. So it's been divided four ways.
And I think you're being dudded a bit because you're paying full freight for all the services, essentials,
yeah.
for the fridge, for the TV and all that.
Common areas.
And
yeah.
common areas. So you're not being, you feel you should get a little chop out unless you take someone or pick someone up in the, where'd you say, the Canberra region?
In the Canberra region.
Oh, this has got Barnaby Joyce written
all
over
no,
it.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm good.
Hey, all right, we get the idea. Is it fair? Should she pay for the bedroom or is it 1/7? You have a feeling on this?
So same as restaurant bills, right? If you go out and say you're not drinking and everyone splits the bill.
Cooked.
And then they make you pay for the alcohol in the split bill if you haven't been drinking.
So you're saying you wouldn't pay for my 10 Negronis? Well, the last time we went out for lunch, I reckon...
You paid for a couple.
I reckon we paid for a couple on your tick. How did your lunch go yesterday?
It was beautiful.
Oh, I'll talk about that in just a minute.
Sure.
Oh, you look you're glowing today.
Yeah.
Something's up. Hey, Pete, what should Kat do? Should she pay full freight? What's her story?
Oh, no way, mate. Like, seriously, I'm prepared to pay, like, halfway. And, like, I'm a pretty good-looking guy. I've got nearly all my own teeth, mate.
Hang on, Pete. What's your suggestion? That she takes she takes you and you'd pay half the room?
Well, listen, I'm pretty desperate. I'll pay for the whole room, bro.
I never want someone to date me and say, I'm pretty desperate, as their first sentence.
Although, Kat, this could be a cheap weekend for you.
That's true.
Hang on the line, Pete. Look, you might be in luck.
The option's there.
Rob, what do you reckon? Rob? No, not there. Let's keep moving. Mick? Mick, what should happen here?
Mate, split it seven ways, throw the coos in a bowl and go at it like rabbits.
Oh, just tarp the joint like Dexter is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. I love you thinking, Mick. You're getting some sound advice here from some fairly stable people. What do you reckon, Sharni?
It's definitely four-bedroom. You have to pay five-bedroom.
Okay.
You pay by bedroom. Have you had this yourself in the past? Or
I just look at it in the way that if you buy a house, your price doesn't go up because you've got an extra person.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying. No, if you're a two-bedroom rental, you're probably going to be paying for half of the house.
That's right. If you go and rent a hotel for the night, you've got one bedroom or you want a two-bedroom, you pay more for the two-bedroom. So you're paying more. Extra bedroom.
Okay, but what I would do then, Kat, is I'd pay full freight for the bedroom, but I would label my food in the fridge.
Yeah.
So if any of them go near your food, they're in trouble.
They're out.
Katie is on the line. Which way do you think it should go?
Hello, Katie.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Katie. If you're on radio, you called us.
Oh, no.
what do you think should happen?
I think you should split it seven ways. It's not fair that the couple get to split the bill in half and the single person doesn't.
Yeah, I like that, Katie.
But that's the price you pay for leading a sad, lonely, ordinary life, don't you think,
or
Katie?
Or happy and free, some would say.
Yes.
Happy and free.
And you'll pay a premium for that. Thank you. Let's go down to Carol. Can we, Carol, what way do you think it should go?
Hey, guys, it should just all be split evenly. That's it. You're all sharing the house.
Seven ways,
you know,
and
I mean?
All sleep
that's
together.
That's it. Well, if that's what Kat wants, good luck to her.
Good
idea. Kat, what's going to happen when you go out to dinner, like you brought up before? If somebody has an extra glass of wine, are they going to squibble over that?
No.
Share it all evenly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It just should be shared evenly.
Yep.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well said, Kel. Are we going back to Rob?
Sure.
Rob, is he there? Rob, what's your suggestion, buddy?
I've got the perfect solution. Kat just takes me with her. I split the room and we get to know each other over the weekend.
Okay.
Aye.
Well, maybe it'll be split by three ways, it sounds like, between Rob, myself and Pete.
Oh, perfect. Everyone's happy. Thank you.
It's Mick and MG in the morning on Triple M.
Well, it's not.
No.
It's just Mick at the moment and Tash, I suppose. Tash and even you, Kat.
Oh, thank you so
much.
Wow.
It's a confidence boost.
Well, I'm telling you, hey, you snooze, you lose. You take your eye off the ball and you're off the ball. This show could be rebranded very soon.
Yeah.
Mick and Dr. Chris Brown in the morning.
I'm just saying. Enjoy. Enjoy Adelaide, MG. Mm. Yeah, and don't think I'll be here to pick up the pieces when you get home. Who knew?
He's done it a few times.
Think you know someone, and then this happens.
Did you see, though, throughout the show, their departure time of the plane got earlier and earlier?
Oh, yeah. It? No.
It's true.
He's across the road at the Civic.
Pre-plane beers.
Having a couple of scooies.
I'm going to some... He's doing some cashies. That's what he's doing. He's doing a couple of gigs. Hey, now, you, before we go, you tell me that you know exactly who's hosting Sunrise. You came in here and you said you know it.
It's you, Mick Malloy. With the cash.
Are you
going
to name it? Do you want me to do it?
All will be revealed next week.
Oh, but you know it.
You do know it.
I'm always a journalist that gets to the bottom of every story. Cannot confirm.
Let's do it now. Let's get the big. You'll be doing me a great favour by giving me the scoop.
Today, sunny for Sydney and a top of 21. Details after the break.
Well, I know it. You told me, so I'll just say it on air.
I'll dump it.
You ready?
I'll protect her and dump it. Go on, try it.
Jesus, girls. Crikey.
I dare you.
I am.
Well, I need to ask you, what happened with your romantic birthday lunch yesterday?
It was lovely. Pizza, wine, excellent.
Did you split the bill?
Yes, I made Glenn pay for the whole thing because it's my birthday.
Where did he take you?
Lovely pizza restaurant local.
Pizza, a bit down.
No, it was lovely.
So it's not like a ringing endorsement, is it? You know what that says? You haven't been a great partner this year. That's what that says. Otherwise, you're swanning around at the top end of town and you probably... Did you go to a hotel afterwards?
No,
or?
I'm very low maintenance.
Before the kids got home, bit of fun?
No, they went with us, unfortunately.
Oh, God. Mm.
Crikey. Mm. All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. It's good to have you back on deck. And we'll get you to break the news.
Yes, next week I will.
All right. Now, to finish off today, I'm going to invite a man into the studio who's going to jab me.
Yeah. What's going on here? We've got a medical setup.
Well, no, it's flu season, and I'm doing this on air, and I'm encouraging everyone in your workplace to get a flu injection because this thing that's going around is a big bastard. Mm. It'll take you out of action for 7 days. Welcome, Asim. How are you, mate?
Good morning. How are you guys?
In closer on the mic, mate. Yep. Asim, of course, is from Convenient Chemist in the Gong.
In the Gong. Well, beautiful Gong.
Yeah, we love it. And you've come up here today to jab me. This is a bad flu, right?
That's right. Look, we're heading into peak flu season over the next couple of months, so now is the time to get the vaccination done. We know it's the best way to prevent influenza. And unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of cases of strains A and B at the moment. So, time to get it done.
And we all know how bad COVID is, but apparently, I know people have had both, and they reckon the flu, hands down, is more disruptive to their lifestyle and their ability to do their job.
It's knocking people for six.
And because I'm one out now and been abandoned at the wheel by MG, if I go down this station... is gone.
The whole
basically, I'm my shoulders are broad, but I can't carry everyone. So I thought it'd be good if we came in and just saved the network by giving me a flu injection.
And
now, what are we going to do? Bot?
Look, it's your choice. If you prefer that, I'd prefer your arm, though.
You prefer
Let's do everyone a favour.
Can I at least put on one of those little gowns that show my bot out the back?
Yeah.
Wow.
As long as it's sleeveless.
All right, we'll get your thing out, and this is good. Now, I have to ask, do I get a lollipop or something? Like, that's my boys still get a lollipop or at least a jelly bean or a...
we'll find something around the studio, I'm sure.
That's just what I thought it was there.
Now, we just want to make sure there's no tears.
Do I get something to bite on?
So you're getting this flu jab live on air.
This is live on air. It's happening, guys.
Oh, and thank God.
Oh, because, shivers.
Okay, I've never watched it before.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Did that hurt? I'm surprised you're not whinging.
I feel a bit woozy. Tash, go. Let's get Tash. Give Tash.
No. I'm fine. I'm getting mine tomorrow. I'm booked in.
Oh, you're not?
Mm.
Mate, that was painless. You're a superstar. Thanks for you're coming all the way from the Gong. That's how important I am.
And I noticed you brought adrenaline with you in case Mick had any side effects.
Look, I don't want to hurt the big man. Yeah.
And have you got anything else?
Pack your stuff up now while you can.
That's it. From, what is it, convenient chemist in the Gong. You're the best in the business. If you're in that area, travel in. Go mad. Are you selling vapes yet?
We are.
We are. Yeah. Yes. I want some blueberry ice. Yeah. And keep them coming.
Got it all. Thank
you. Good on you, mate. Thank you very much. And you know what you've done? You've done a national service there by keeping me up and about.
Oh, geez.
The people need me right now.
That's a big
you've done
job.
A great thing. All right, you lot. It's been great. Is MG on tomorrow?
Well, if he shows up to his chair in Adelaide, we'll see. If it's an empty chair, we're in real trouble.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit rough, I reckon.
Yeah, I think so,
too. If I know those origin trips. Yep. All right, cheers.
See ya.